now reports this lunchtime that efforts to rescue people from the besieged southern Ukrainian city of Mariupol have been delayed. An aide to the mayor of the city has claimed that Russian forces are blocking the attempt. The Red Cross says it remains hopeful about access, saying that top-level authorities from both sides have approved the evacuation plan, but it did not receive permission to bring in humanitarian aid. Let's talk now to Belle True, international correspondent for The Independent, who's in Zaporizhzhia, where the convoy is expected to travel once it leaves Mariupol. Belle, what's the situation now? What's known about this convoy, where they are, and what kind of freedom they have to move?
So the situation is actually incredibly complicated. I've been speaking to both the Ukrainian Red Cross, who've been managing the logistics on the ground, and also the International Committee of the Red Cross, who was supposed to be heading this convoy. What we know so far is that the Ukrainians sent about 45 buses towards Mariupol. Some of those buses were stopped. They claim that some of those buses of aid were also taken by the Russians. But the International Committee of the Red Cross has two of its own trucks of aid that are en route to Mariupol right now. Separately, there is another convoy of buses coming from that region of people who fled, but they're not coming directly from Mariupol. So they are people who fled themselves, went to a nearby city, and have been stuck under occupied territory. So what we have now is quite a chaotic situation where it's unclear if there's actually going to be a proper humanitarian corridor with actual buses going directly to Mariupol to bring those people who haven't been able to flee out, or whether we're going to have dozens of buses picking up people who've already managed to get out the worst of the fighting but are stuck in occupied territory. At least what we have confirmed from the ICRC is that they are en route to Mariupol with two additional trucks of aid. But again, we don't know if they're going to get in or not.
And Belle, what about reports, we're hearing this, I think, from the Russians, that a Ukrainian helicopter attack was mounted on an oil facility inside Russia. Has there been any confirmation of that?
Well, we've been trying all day with the Ukrainian Defence Ministry to get some clarity on that. And so far, there hasn't exactly been full confirmation. But certainly, if it was true, it'd be quite extraordinary, because you expect that the air defence systems in Russia would be able to shoot down something as simple as a helicopter. But from the Ukrainian side at the moment, they haven't said much about the incident.
Belle True in Ukraine, thank you very much for that.